I did the 3 invoices that were put on last week at the end of November.
I was the first to sign, and there wasn't nobody else. Yeah.
The second one was, please.
So I can't help.
Could I ask you and I do to sign these invoices? The others are what I've bringing to your attention. They've been put on the system to be authorised. So if I could have the second person to authorise those, the only one I was going to release, which is what all is in this one, what are we doing about that one? Because that's actually the standard one. It's the two blocks.
No, it's not two, it's 60. Six before stainless steel brush oven platinum is 53 plaques.
What's that for?
It's for the children's relief project. We've got a grant in for £1,000 for that, for the plaques.
Well, the council haven't had a grant, have they?
Yeah, it came in last year. Yeah. Have a check, it has definitely been done. I got it from the Mendip community and I sent you the report as well.
What is it?
It's the children's.
The plaques for the Jubilee trees.
For the
tree planting.
Two?
No, 60.
60.
Oh, right. Sorry.
The plaque cost, you believe, is covered by a grant that.
It's covered by a grant, £1,000, that came from Somerset Community Foundation or something.
So where are these trees then?
There's some.
They're on the Mendip Way.
It's on the southern Mendip Way by the footpath near the end of my field.
Mm-hmm.
There's some on Shiplet and.
Whereabouts at Shiplet?
By Simon McLucas's house, where
oh, right,
it's obviously the barn there. There's quite a few down there at the barns, and then there's some in the field in children's gardens. And they wanted to keep them at home, so that was fine. And I've still got about.
Well, I've emailed them, and I've emailed them again today.
Don't want to go out. Not
how many children is involved then so far?
53.
But I've noticed. Is that all bleeding children?
Yeah.
53, yeah, thank you.
Is it 53? It's 43 named, and I've had 10 spares made just in case I've missed it.
10.
10 spare plaques.
So 43 names, right. And so that's coming out a budget that you've.
A grant.
A grant that you've obtained, yeah.
Oh, it's quite interesting.
So does that come off of there then?
Off of where?
Here. Oh no, it's not separate, is it? It'll go in with that.
I
don't
know if he pushed it somewhere when it came. It was. We'll have a look at it anyway.
Well, it's still an expense going out that you have to note and authorise so that it gets paid, but hopefully.
Well, the clerk doesn't seem to know whether we have the grant.
No, I'm looking to ascertain.
It was about.
I can remember you mentioning it.
Yeah, it was a year ago. And I was really excited and emailed everyone to say it for me.
So does that go into your budget, Bleeding in Bloom? Because your budget, I mean, you usually set out yours quite well. Is that, would that be in there?
It's
do you reckon?
In that budget, yeah.
Yeah.
As is the invoice. For last year.
I just want formal approval, because it's outside the budget, that's all.
It's in the...
No, it's outside the council budget.
Okay.
But... Being supported by a grant, it can be offset against that.
Yeah.
And I suspect the grant came in last year, not this year.
Came in.
So we need to vote on it.
Yeah. What are we going to vote on?
Do
we approve the amendment?
I will approve it if it's coming out of
the
grant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Questions, please?
Yeah.
Website.